Today, we present the second program in a new series on forest conservation featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is the little ranger station in the heart of Beaver Dam Forest. Ranger Bill is taking advantage of recent rains to catch up on his office work. His two young assistants, Joe and Sam, are with him collecting some reading material for Ranger Bill's niece, June, to use in her nature classes at Pine Lake Camp. But June is late. A very unusual thing for that young lady.
Sam, is that clock right? June promised she'd be right on time.
Maybe we should have gone after June and brought her to the station, Ranger Bill.
No, she wanted to hike all the way here, Sam. She'll be along shortly. One long, three short. No, it's not for us.
Say, Ranger Bill, how about this conservation pledge as part of June's material?
Good idea, Joe. Every person in America ought to know that pledge.
Let's have a look at it, Joe. I give my pledge as an American to save and faithfully to defend from waste the natural resources of my country, its soils and minerals, its forests, waters, and wildlife. Boy, that's really something.
Makes you almost want to say amen after you hear it.
Well, I wish a lot of people would feel that way, Joe. And do something about it.
What are you driving at, Ranger Bill?
Well, Sam, I'm thinking that farmers in particular ought to take that pledge to heart and do something about their 20, 40, and 60-acre woodlands. Now, their small tracts of trees are a mighty important part of our whole forest resource, you know.
Yes, I know. I read in that pamphlet you gave us that nearly one-third of all our commercial forest land is in farm woodlands. Isn't that right, Ranger Bill?
Right as rain, Joe. And for some 3.25 million farmers, that means homegrown fence posts, firewood, building materials, and extra dollars to add to their income. It's just, well, it's just too bad that so many of them don't realize the value of their forest. Say, Joe, will you work over there by that window? Keep an eye out for June.
Yes, sir. I get it, Ranger Bill. You once told us that most farmers and other owners of small timber areas are still not doing a good job of handling their woodlands.
That's right, Sam.
Oh, here comes June now. Boy, she's stepping along mighty fast, too.
Hello,
well, folk, it's about time.
Wait a minute, fellows, will you? What's the trouble, Joan? You look down on the mouth.
I'm sorry, I'm late, Uncle Bill.
Oh, that's all right, girl, never mind that. But what's really bothering you?
Well, it's Mrs. McDonald. I dropped it on the way here, and oh, Uncle Bill, she's much worse than she was last week. She's very sick.
Golly, that's too bad, Joan.
Well, maybe you should have stayed there, Joan, and tried to help out.
Well, I plan to go back, but I want to talk with you.
You could have called me on the phone.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Not with Mrs. McDonald right there.
What do you mean, Joan?
Well, don't you see, Uncle Bill? Mrs. McDonald ought to be in the hospital. She needs an operation.
Golly.
Well, the McDonald's figure it'll take nearly $1,000 all told. Well, they don't have it.
That's mighty tough, Joan, but
I thought you could help out some way, Uncle Bill. You always do. And this is so important.
Gee, I've got a few dollars I'd be glad to chip in.
Me too, but $1,000? That's a lot of money.
Well, you better forget it, boys. It's a nice thought, but I'm sure old McDonald wouldn't accept a cent from anybody. I don't know, June. I just don't know how I could help out.
Oh, Uncle Bill.
Three long rings. That's our call, Ranger Bill. I'll get it. Hello? This is the Beaver Dam Ranger Station. Yes, sir, he's here. Just a moment, please. It's for you, Ranger Bill, a Mr. Potter.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Hello, Bob. Yes, I know about Mrs. McDonald. Too bad. What's that? Oh, no, he shouldn't do that. Well, what about the farm forester? You fellows work together, usually. Oh, is that right? Well, all right, Bob. In that case, I'm with you. I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Well, who's Bob Potter?
Well, if you'll all pipe down. I'll explain that. Now, that's better. Now, Bob Potter is the farm planner for the local soil conservation district. Now, he works with the farmers to keep their land productive. He's over at McDonald's place right now. Now, he says that Mac's planning to cut and sell his timber to raise the money he needs for his wife's operation.
Oh, that's swell.
Not exactly, Joe. Old McDonald is figuring to let all of his timber go. Now, somebody's offered him $1,000 for it, for everything. Small trees, big trees, young and old alike.
Hey, that would wreck his woodland. That's no good.
I don't think he has to do it that way either, Sam. And Bob Potter's trying to persuade him not to.
I don't care, Uncle Bill. If that's the only way to raise the money, I'm for it.
Of course, June, I understand. But Mac doesn't have to do it that way. He doesn't have to ruin his entire woodland.
But why did Mr. Potter call you Ranger Bill?
I didn't know it, but he and the farm forester have been working on old Mac for several months about his woodland. Now, Potter thinks I might be able to convince Mac he doesn't have to clear cut all his woods even now. You see, the farm forester is on a big job at the other end of the county, and Bob can't reach him.
Then you are going to help Uncle Bill? You are?
Yes, June. And I think maybe we're all going to help. You, Joe, and Sam, and I. All right, boys. Get your marking axes, and we'll be on our way to old McDonald's farm. I'll join you with the truck soon as I make a very important phone call. Then we'll drive right out to McDonald's place. There they are. Bob Porter and Mr. McDonald. Talking out there in the front yard. I'll just drive right in by them.
Hey, June, are you asleep? Why are your eyes closed so tightly?
I'm just making a wish, that's all.
Good girl. You wish real hard and maybe things will work out just fine. Well, here we are. Made good time, too.
Hello, Ranger.
Hi, Bob. Hello, Mr. McDonald.
Howdy.
I think you know these young people, Mr. Mac.
Sure do. Howdy.
Bob, this is my niece, June Cameron, and this is Joe McGuire and Sam Freeman. They're both on the job with me this summer.
How is she, Mr. McDonald?
Doing poorly, young lady. She ought to be in the hospital, I'm thinking.
Well, I'm going right in to see if I can be of help. My friend Penny would have come with me, but she's gone to Fairview to visit her family. Well, excuse me, everybody.
There's a good girl, Ranger. I appreciate her interest, Miss Airy.
She likes Mrs. McDonald. But look, man, if your wife ought to be in the hospital, why don't you go?
I was aiming to take her, now that I got things lined up and can see my way clear. But Mr. Potter here, he insisted I wait till you came. Not that it'll do much good, I'd say.
Well, let's just walk over to there, to your woods, Mac. It'll give us a better idea of what we're talking about. Come on. You too, Joe and Sam.
We'll go down past the pig pen, but this can't take too long.
Look at your fields, Mac. I don't mind telling you you've done a mighty fine job of soil conservation all over the place. Except for your woodland.
Yeah, I know. It took some convincing on your part before I started to control the bad erosion on the place. Of course, I plow my furrows around the hills now instead of up and down here like I used to. And I put those terraces in to keep the rain on my fields instead of running off them. I admit it. And I'm strip cropping too, planting clover and like tween regular crop rows. But what of it? Sarah wasn't bad sick until now.
Well, it's paid off, and you know it. It's just that, well, it'd be crazy for you to ruin your valuable wood when you've done such a good job everywhere else on the farm.
That's pretty strong talk, Bob. But look, man, I've kept fire and the cows out of these woods, and that's paid off, too, in a good stand of timber. Now I need it, and I aim to use that timber to help Sarah get well. Well, here we are.
And there's your woodland, Mac. Like you say, it's a fine stand of timber. Old trees ready to cut, and young growing trees all through them. I'm afraid I've got to agree with Bob and the farm forester that it'd be a shame to let anybody clear cut those woods.
All right, so it would be a shame. But you fellas don't have a sick wife in your hands, I'm thinking. And I don't mind telling you this talk isn't helping things a bit.
I know how you feel, Mac. But let's get right down to cases. Bob, you have those figures the farm forester worked up on Mac's woodland?
Right here, Bill.
Now, let's see now.
Hey, look, Sam. That's a regular plan for the whole woodland.
There's a map and all.
All right, Mac. Now, as I see it, you've got 40 acres of woodland. Now, we can see for ourselves that it's well stocked with different age trees. And these figures here indicate that you've got about 5,000 board feet of timber on every acre. And that's not bad.
40 acres, 5,000 feet per acre. Why, that's 200,000 board feet.
What's that?
Now, a third of that, or nearly 70,000 board feet, is ready for cutting right now. Why, Mac, your ripe timber alone is worth every bit of $1,000.
It is? You really mean it?
Sure it is.
Golly, the fellow who wants to buy all your trees sure will be getting a bargain, Mr. McDonald.
Yeah, I know that now, son.
And I know someone who'll buy your timber, just the big stuff that ought to be cut anyway to make room for even better woodland.
I bet that was the phone call you made before we left the ranger station, wasn't it, Ranger Bill?
Yes, Joe.
I called the extension forester over at State College to see who were on his list of prospective buyers. Now, he had just the right fellow, too, a man who'll pay top prices for good timber.
Hey, that's great.
Now, hold on a minute, Ranger. You mean to tell me you can get a hold of a fellow who'll buy just my ripe timber and meet the $1,000 offer already got for all my timber?
That's right, Mike. You've got 70,000 board feet to sell, according to the farm forester's report. Now, I know you can get at least $15 per 1,000 feet for your timber, maybe more.
15 times 70. That's 7 times 15, or 105. Add a zero, that's $1,050.
Oh, boy.
And another thing, Mac. I know this buyer will do a good job of cutting your timber. Now, he'll cut only the trees we help you mark. And he'll be careful about the little ones, too. Because he'll be wanting to come back here in a couple of years or so to cut them when they're ripe.
I'll do it, Ranger.
Then we better get to work marking the trees that can be cut. I'll call the buyer directly.
And I'll hustle up to the house and tell Sari. This'll make her feel loads better, I'm thinking. Then it's off to the hospital with her, and I'll come right on back here. But first, fellas, I got to tell you something.
Now, Mac, there's no...
No. Listen to me, Ranger. All of you listen. I reckon I've been pretty rotten stubborn about my woods. Have been for years as I look back. But not anymore, believe me.
That's fine, Mac, but there's no...
I'm not finished through yet. It wasn't the fact that you proved my timber is a lot more valuable than I ever knew. It's not that, nor the fact you helped me to raise the money I need right now. No, sir. It's the way all of you pitched in here today to help a stubborn man.
Well, to be honest, Mac, we were thinking of your woodland, too.
Of course you were, and that's it. The farm planner, the farm forester, the forest ranger, the extension forester up at State College... These two young fellows here, all of you, just as concerned or more about what happens to a 40-acre patch of woods than the farmer owns it. It's been a good lesson to me, I'm thinking. Well, I got to go tell Sari, but I'll be back.
Nice going, Bill.
Skip it, Bob. It's all in the day's work. Come on, fellows, we've got a job to do yet. 70,000 board feet of ripe timber to be marked. We'll start right here on old McDonald's farm. All right, Joe. You can put an axe blaze on that big old fellow over there. Ready for cutting.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some woods, E-I-E-I-O.
Well, it looks as if Ranger Bill has saved the day again. You have just heard the second in a new series of programs on forest conservation with Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Next week, Dune's friend, Penny Perkins, figures in an exciting adventure in the little town of Fairview. The story is called Flash Flood in Devil's Run. Don't miss it. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, comes to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture. Bill Scott is written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocan. Your narrator has been Al Riley.